And welcome back to Rochester Speaks. It's great to have you with us this morning. I'm John Gehring, and today we're talking with Mr. Lee Kuntz from the Gateways Music Festival in Rochester, which is coming up this next coming week, April 18th through the 24th. So first of all, Mr. Kuntz, thanks so much for joining us today. And could you just tell us about the Gateways Music Festival and how excited you are for it and how it's a great community event?
Sure. Thanks, John. It's really terrific being with you. You're right. The Gateways Music Festival begins on April the 18th, and this is our return to Rochester, New York. We're bringing 125 classically trained musicians of African descent for 3 days of concerts and other events in Rochester, and we're just really thrilled to be back.
And you talk about how exciting it is for this community, which is so true because we've, you know, obviously had so many events canceled. And for you, your event to be back this year, it's extremely exciting. Could you talk about the community element? I mean, what have you seen this event do for the community, and how excited is everyone to get this back here?
Well, you know, Gateways is a community founded, community-run, community-supported festival. So, you know, for 25 of our 28 years, we were solely volunteer-run. So, and that community has been the Rochester community that has supported Gateways for all of these years. So for us to be back live, to be back in Rochester, to be at, we hope, the end of this horrific pandemic, there's a lot for us to celebrate.
Absolutely. And talk a little bit about the talent, too, because, I mean, you look through Monica Ellis and Maya Stone and Mel Greenwich and so many others, just talented musicians that we don't really hear about every day, but we get to see them here in Rochester, and that's really exciting. How great has it been to be working with all these talented musicians?
Yeah. It's so funny that you say that because I just got off the phone with Monica. We're planning another event as part of the festival at her home church in New York City at Abyssinian Baptist Church.
Wow.
So, you know, the musicians that we bring from all over the country and a few from abroad are the top of the field of classical music. They are players in major symphony orchestras. We've got musicians coming from all around the country, Monica Ellis and many, many others. But they are, the 125 musicians are from major symphony orchestras around the country. They are faculty at music schools and conservatories. They're freelancers on Broadway and in Hollywood. So we, you know, are excited to bring all of those musicians to Rochester.
And it's a really cool niche that you have, too. I mean, the classical musicians of African descent, and you talk about, you know, bringing them to this community where you know, they're still so underrepresented. How has that become such an important mission for you, and how rewarding is it to be able to shine the light on these musicians?
Well, that is our mission. These musicians are often in settings around the country and other parts of the world where they are one black player out of many, many others. So for them to come together as a group like this, it's about fellowship, it's about family, it's about supporting each other, about connecting. Our former music director, Michael Morgan, often called Gateways a family reunion with instruments. And it feels very much like that. It's a place where our musicians feel as though they're being nurtured, as they're being supported, as they're being affirmed. And it's a really important part of what our festival's mission is. And it's also important for the community. It's important for the community to see Black classical musicians. Classical musicians of African descent is really important for our community as well.
And again, we're talking with Lee Kuntz from the Gateways Musical Festival, where he is the festival president and artistic director. And Lee, what is your role then with Gateways, and how have you personally been in that role, and how exciting has that been for you to give back to the communities that you serve in this way?
Well, I'm a African American classically trained musician. I'm a graduate of Easton School of Music, and so the mission of Gateways resonates with me personally. I've been one of those only black musicians in the orchestra, or only black musicians in the ensemble, or so I know how important this opportunity is for the Gateways musicians, and I also know how important it is for communities. We do programs for youth when we're in Rochester. And it's important for young people of all ethnic backgrounds to see Black classical musicians because it's not something we see all the time. So it's meaningful to me on a personal level, and it's meaningful to me on a professional level.
Absolutely. And now I know there's still tickets available, and if we do want to go and enjoy this great festival all next week, again, it's the 18th through the 24th, where can we find those tickets?
Yep, you can find tickets at gatewaysmusicfestival.org.
Great. Again, that's gatewaysmusicfestival.org, gatewaysmusicfestival.org for your tickets. It's Mr. Lee Kuntz from the Gateways Music Festival in association with the Eastman School of Music. We look forward to the festival coming up next week from the 18th to the 24th. So thank you so much, Lee, for joining us. And again, those tickets, gatewaysmusicfestival.org.